Cutting Edge News Program, The Divided Kingdom. It is indeed March 10th, 2022. Evidence that the aborted fetal cell-derived COVID vaccines are a genocidal bioweapon is mounting worldwide. The Dutch life insurance company, Aegon's payout statistics increased over 250% in the third quarter of 2021 compared to the same time period in 2020. Then there's a phenomenal number of world-famous athletes severely injured or dropping dead soon after the COVID shots. As a mathematician, I, Lou Caraboli, have to take notice of these damning statistics.
Yes, Lou, this is Elizabeth Cuppet Caraboli, your colleague, thanking you listeners out there to the Divided Kingdom for continuing to help us in a time when we are more beleaguered than we have ever been to stay on the air. And some of you have been helping us sacrificially. And those of you who have not helped us yet, please consider what this program means to you. No commercials and always some cutting-edge analysis that you aren't going to hear on many other MSM stations, certainly, and even in the alternative news. You're not going to hear the witness to Jesus Christ as our Savior. You're going to hear a lot of libertarian live and let live, let the LGBTQ lifestyle continue. Lou, I just saw there's going to be a pride parade in Caroline County. It's sort of the most out-of-the-way county in all of Maryland, isn't it, where we live?
Yes, it's a there is no big city in the entire county.
No, you know, we think about rural values, but everything is changing. Satan is taking over. So I think this is actually the second one that they have had here, this Pride Festival and the parade and everything else. So if you would like to help us, we can take some cash, we can take money orders, and if you write a check, it should be written to either Global Star Communications or to WWCR. Both venues help us so much to be on the air, and you can send this to Lou Caraboli, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609 again. That is Lou Caraboli, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And thank you also, listeners, for telling others about our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. DividedKingdomRadio.com. Listeners can go to our archives. We've had some very, very important programs in the last 4 weeks. The program tonight just may save your life, not only your physical life, but your soul, too, as we witness to our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his gift of eternal life to those who turn to him, repent, and are born again. I've just finished reading a very powerful memoir, From Broken Glass, which documents the story of Steve Ross, his Americanized name, and he was born in Poland, and at the age of 8, beginning the most nightmarish, hellish existence one could ever imagine for an 8-year-old or anyone over the next few years. Experiencing life in 10 Nazi concentration camps, ending up buried alive at Dachau with a huge pile of corpses. Someone rescued the young boy. He's not even sure in his memoir as he looks back who rescued him, how. You know, maybe it was an angel from God. We don't know. But when the Americans came to liberate Dachau, one particular kind tank driver, and he was an American, he got out and came over and put his hand on the boy's shoulder, exactly what the boy had not had in those years of brutality and torment. He spoke kind words to the boy and gave him an American flag, a moment that Steve Ross said was a healing instant amidst the broken horrors that his consciousness had had to deal with. Physical horrors, too. Brutal beatings, starvation, repeated rapings. Later in America, Steve worked hard to get a degree and then to help inner-city high school students. Not only that, but Steve, along with Boston Mayor Ray Flynn, made a great accomplishment, the erection of the New England Holocaust Museum near Boston Revolutionary Sites. you know, sites that remind us of our freedom, the early colonial years, such as Faneuil Hall. Ross had kept his hellish childhood secret for many years, until a heart scare, and this was a result, partially, the doctor told him, of the prolonged starvation, the stress in those early childhood years, and this woke him to a great calling to begin to tell the world of the Nazi atrocities. Facing his own possible mortality, he knew he must now to live, to tell the story of his childhood. This was not enough just to live and be quiet, but he had to think of those friends and neighbors who ended up in the ovens. He had to do something on behalf of the meaning of their lives. He wrote these words, "People can be so cruel to one another, but this truth or something is something we all want to express. We can so easily put the past behind us. We can dissolve the lessons to be learned and dismiss them to avoid the pain of understanding the suffering."
And Elizabeth, these lessons cannot be learned either in our present world situation, in which the mainstream media and corrupt government institutions are still trying to cover up the truth of the COVID gene shots. We're in a time when only two U.S. senators, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, and Ron Johnson, will give even a lukewarm hearing venue to the COVID vaccine casualties and their families. Why
it's
is there
disgraceful.
No move? Yes,
it's
it
disgraceful.
Is. It is. That's true. Why is there no move to indict Fauci, Daszak, and others? And why have we recently heard that gain-of-function research is still being funded by our government? The real truth is that God wants his people never to be destroyed by lack of knowledge. That is why we are here at the Divided Kingdom, bringing you the covered-up facts, so many, many people will learn about Satan's planned destruction and can stand against it, stop it, when the tipping point of the masses' awakening occurs.
What you've just said, Lou, exhorting all of us to stand in the gap as Christian men and women called by Jesus to abhor and fight evil, is demonstrated by the vital and dangerous truth-telling of born-again Christian Stu Peters on the Stu Peters Show and Dr. Jane Ruby, both of whom can be heard at Brighteon.com. And, you know, that's not a little thing, because Stu said that he has to travel with 12 armed men and 2 police canines. He himself was a bounty hunter. See how God picks people from lower professions, the elite would say. Jesus picked those fishermen, didn't he, Lou?
That's exactly right.
He called them, and he called a bounty hunter because he knew that Stu Peters would have the guts, the grit, to not accept the idea that it's a good thing to have a genocide of billions of people who died soon after the clot shots, or over the next decade. They're still passing away unexpectedly, silently, peacefully, at home. The obituaries in the Maryland papers tell me. Now, Steve Ross, author of this wonderful book, From Broken Glass, concludes with words that must be a clarion call for each of us as we face the issues we're covering in tonight's program. Ross says this: despite humans' unmatched capacity for hatred, bigotry, brutality, and murder, the slide into chaos of my nightmare, a path that begins with individual assaults and ends with genocide, is never inevitable. We are never so far down the path of violence that no community can stand up and stop it. Now, I want you really, as listeners, to think about that. We are sometimes told that there's no use, there's no hope. The pre-tribulation rapture is going to just take us, and everybody else will be left behind. If you believe that, Lou's going to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for the 500th time. No, were probably going to be here at the time of the tribulation, whichever Christians are alive, whenever that time is. God can hold back timetables. We're not necessarily going to see the Great Reset this year. We're not necessarily going to see the total global money collapse. We're not necessarily going to see a nuclear war triggered out of the Ukraine situation. But remember what Steve Ross said, that a community basically can stand up and stop things, but it takes a great awakening of the masses. So again, we ask you to tell others to visit DividedKingdomRadio.com. Soon, Lou will have the first important monologue of the evening, and it is a very important essay that he just wrote. You know, I think I'm pretty good at writing opinion pieces, but I think when it comes to the scientific stuff, he has it all. And I have to admit this, as an English teacher, I never knew how to do footnotes, and I didn't want to have to be bothered to learn. Somehow I had escaped that, except a very rudimentary kind of knowledge of that, that maybe in college I wrote a few papers and I have one or two footnotes. But when I wrote my books, Patriots Warning 1, America Attacked, Patriots Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails, Lou did all of the footnotes. And so this is something that you will find has a very important information for you tonight. And so now, Lou, you have something else to say?
I do. And speaking of Mr. Ross, it's in that indomitable attitude we put our faith in Jesus Christ, who wants us to expose the dangers tonight for your earnest prayer and determined actions. Tonight's Divided Kingdom program title is Plan to Kill World's People Continues. 1. Moderna and medical police state planning 15 years ahead. 2. Track phone 5G horrors. And 3. Great reset of Ukrainian war connections. A great reset connections of Ukrainian key figures.
And now we begin with our coverage of this military medical police state with Lou's monologue.
Evidences of medical pharma military police state. Past and upcoming clandestine experimentation to cause injury and death to the populace. March 7th, 2022. The March 14th, 21st, 2022 issue of Time magazine showed what was described as a, quote, temporary COVID-19 hospital, unquote, located in Hong Kong. The rectangular box-like units resembled shipping containers that had been loaded onto flatbed trucks. Each had bars on what appeared to be its only window. Elizabeth commented that they looked a little like Nazi-era boxcars. I replied, yes, but they don't move. In other words, this global military police state is now chaining us down in our very homes. The great mass of people cannot conceive that the government or the medical establishment would ever intentionally harm them. They view these institutions as benevolent, always having their best interests at heart. The facts to be given here will come as a horrific shock to such people. Researcher Karen Kingston was recently on The Stu Peters Show. The interview can be found on Brighteon.com, and it was uploaded on March the 2nd, 2022. Here are some highlights. She said, we must dump the word vaccine when referring to the COVID shots. These are gene therapies or bioweapons, but not true vaccines according to the definition that has always been used in the past. And I'll just interject here that so that I don't have to keep saying vaccines in quotes, I will use the word vaccines, but keep in mind, these are not your old-fashioned vaccines. Going on, the mRNA injection, and its code number is BNT162B2, is able to enter human liver cell lines in vitro. And the definition of in vitro means isolated from the living organism and artificially maintained as in a test tube. So these injections are able to enter the human liver cell lines, despite claims by the pharmaceutical giants that the vaccines remain only at the point of injection. A study published in Current Issues of Molecular Biology states that BNT162B2 mRNA is reverse transcribed intracellularly into DNA as fast as in 6 hours. So the vaccine does affect the patient's DNA. This again contradicts assurances given by Big Pharma. Moderna created this vaccine with HIV virus as one of the components. And, of course, I'll interject there again, that is the virus known to cause the AIDS epidemic. In the Moderna patent, it states, quote, in another embodiment, the polymer-based self-assembled nanoparticles may be fully programmable nanoparticles, unquote. What do the developers plan to program in all of us? Karen Kingston found a useful summary of the new research in this field that says that hydrogels, as found in the vaccines, are gaining traction with materials from scientists and synthetic biologists who are eyeing the prospect of mass-producing these materials via biosynthesis, unquote. And biosynthesis is using the body, with calcium as the fuel, to make lipid nanoparticles. Fiber networks can be built and signals can be sent to the body. Does this remind us of the fibrous clots that morticians have found in the bodies of the vaccinated? The information found in the patents provides an explanation for many of the strange structures, like rings, seen by scientists under the microscope. Intelligent life forms have been injected.
Lou, quick interjection. Do you remember when you and I were just aghast as we looked at our smartphone and we saw Dr. Carrie Madej, and she was showing this kind of a self-aware entity under the microscope, and it lifted itself on the edge of the slide. Remember that?
That's exactly right.
So what are these things that are living? They're self-aware. Are they part of the parasites? What are they? But just repeat that. Pick that up from right there again.
Yes, the information found in the patents provides an explanation for many of the strange structures seen by scientists under the microscope. Intelligent life forms have been injected. They can be given operating instructions remotely. And
now, we interject again. Remotely might be from 5G, and we are certainly going to get to that tonight. Go ahead.
Yes. Spycatcher is one name for this kind of technology.
Is that an accident?
I don't think so.
The elite is very contemptuous of the ordinary masses worldwide.
That's so true. Research in this field appears to be largely originating in China. On February 14th, 2022, Moderna entered into a 15-year contract with Fisher Scientific, Greenville, North Carolina.
Ding, 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 ding. North Carolina is where Ralph Baruch was, too, at the University of North Carolina, helping
Excellent
to point. Work on the gain of function.
Yes.
It wasn't that bat market. So 15 years into the future.
So they must think that they have a real future in this whole field.
Remember when we brought you the possibility there could be hemorrhagic fever as a next pandemic? Remember, Bill Gates had already invented some kind of an injection that had to do with ricin, a poison, and that was supposed to be a palliative thing for the next pandemic. We're not out of the woods yet, are we?
No, we're not.
No, go ahead and pick it up.
And this addresses that very point. In much the same way, Moderna has opened offices in 6 countries in Europe and 4 in Asia. So obviously, Moderna expects to be working on far more than just COVID vaccines.
But we don't get indictments from the U.S. Congress.
No, that's so true.
No, we don't get anybody to stop any of it because they are cowardly and or treasonous.
I think some of each. Going on, we should really look hard at this Moderna schedule update. Are bioweapon vaccines planned for us in perpetuity? So we see that the field of genetic manipulation, a brave new world of controlling human behavior, health, and thought, is a threat to our future. Is there any precedent for such control? Let's begin with some history, even going back almost 90 years. And here are some other points that link up with that. Rockefeller Foundation minion Max Mason, who acted as foundation president in the mid-1930s, on multiple occasions expressed his master's desire, and I think that would be John D. Rockefeller I, His message desire for an anti-hormone that would reduce fertility worldwide. In the annual report, that is in 1933, the foundation stresses the fact that work on the reproduction or reproductive hormones of primates serves to experiment on man in the future. The Army, Navy, and CIA conducted joint germ warfare experiments from 1953 to 1970. Tens of thousands of people in New York City and San Francisco were exposed to airborne germs, some of which were later found to be pathogenic. In 1969, Henry Kissinger, then National Security Advisor to President Nixon, directed Defense Secretary Melvin Laird to file a report on the nation's biological weapons capabilities. Laird's deputy director requested $10 million from Congress to, quote, develop and test AIDS-like viruses, unquote. On July 1, 1969, Donald M. MacArthur, director of the U.S. Army Advanced Research Project Agency, and I'll just interject that no doubt was a predecessor to DARPA, he testified before a House of Representatives subcommittee. He stated, quote, within the next 5 to 10 years, it would probably be possible to make a new infective microorganism which could differ in certain important aspects from any known disease-causing organisms. Most important of these is that it might be refractory. Let me say that again. Might be refractory, and that means not yielding to treatment. So refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes. In other words, no cure, to put it in simple language. By 1975, word had leaked that the Army, in violation of a Geneva Accord, was still storing supplies of deadly biological weapons at Fort Detrick in Frederick, Maryland. Senator Richard Swiker, during a hearing of the Senate Subcommittee on Health and Scientific Research, stated, quote, there have been tests of biological agents in my home state of Pennsylvania, in Mechanicsburg, in the Kittatinny and Tuscarora tunnels of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and along Pennsylvania State Highway 16, unquote. The U.S. is keeping its stock of smallpox vaccine at Fort Detrick, in spite of the fact that smallpox has been eradicated worldwide since 1980 or even before. Officials say the stocks are necessary to permit further research. Such research is banned under various treaties and executive orders. A June 6, 2011 headline by Mike Adams of Natural News stated that an E. coli bacteria strain had come into existence that was resistant to over a dozen antibiotics in 8 different drug classes. He asserts that this superbug was created in a lab. The new strain sickened patients in Germany and elsewhere.
These were all rehearsals, you see.
Yes.
Because we can remember back maybe a decade or so. I think there was trouble in hamburger, maybe trouble in spinach, some of these various things that had the E. coli, but they were just doing these dress rehearsals for the big one. And the big one, which we have seen now so far, is COVID-19.
Exactly. Yes, these were practice. Getting back to the essay, we see that plans were being made long ago for testing dangerous biological weapons on unsuspecting citizens. There are also strong hints that the conspiracy theory, and I have that in quotes because it wasn't really that, but that the conspiracy theory about the origin of AIDS was in fact true, that HIV was intentionally developed in the lab and was not transmitted to humans by the bite of a monkey in the wild.
And there is some danger in being a whistleblower. I still remember how Dr. Stan Monteith said to me on the telephone one day, Elizabeth, we're very worried about Boyd Graves. Nobody can find him. And he was someone who was exposing all this truth about AIDS in the laboratory. And just the same with that embalmer, Richard, can you remember his last name? Something like Hirschman?
Something like that.
Anyway, that Dr. Jane Ruby couldn't get in contact with. We haven't heard yet whether he's okay. But it doesn't matter. God will watch over people who are courageous and who are whistleblowers. And wouldn't it be better to live than get to the end of your life and watch God say to you, why didn't you do anything? I gave you five talents, and you just buried them in the ground. You said, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do anything. If we're afraid, we're never going to withstand what's coming. We're never going to repulse it, are we, Lou?
Never.
No. American men still have their guns, thank God. And there are some Christians who are not going to stand for this. There are some who, like that a motorcycle convoy that you'll probably mention that went around the Beltway against the vaccine mandates. There's beginning to be an outcry. Go ahead, Lou. Pick up your essay.
Yes. Now, once you admit that AIDS was intentionally developed, it's just a short distance to the conclusion that COVID-19 was also a lab-produced bioweapon.
Yes.
The literature on the origin of COVID is enormous. Most news media spoke with one voice in the early days of the pandemic, saying that the coronavirus came from bats in a Chinese food market. Then they were forced to admit that the virus might have escaped by accident, that is in quotes, by accident, from the nearby virology lab. None will admit that the virus was released either accidentally or intentionally from the Chinese lab. Yet here are some facts. Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the Biological Weapons Act, confirmed that, quote, the coronavirus is a biological weapon system which escaped the Wuhan BSL-4 lab and broke containment in the local population, spreading uncontrollably, unquote. Professor Giuseppe Trito, president of the World Academy of Biomedical Sciences and Technologies, says that the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, gained cross-species transmission functionality due to genetic engineering that took place at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, China's only level 4 biosafety lab, which I'll interject, as many of you I'm sure know, was just a very short distance away from where the food market was that was supposedly the origin of the epidemic. And getting back to the essay, newly obtained emails show scientists scrubbed an early warning that the novel coronavirus could have originated in a lab. The publication Just the News reported it obtained records that show a footnote in an early draft of a National Academy of Sciences report on the origin of the virus suggested adding an explanation that that conclusion that it had a natural origin, quote, does not preclude an unintentional release from a lab studying the evolution of related coronaviruses, unquote. Widely exposed now is the role of Dr. Anthony Fauci and NIH in providing money for gain-of-function research, as well as the pivotal role of Dr. Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina. Yet the U.S. Congress does nothing to call for indictments. In spite of media and government efforts to bury the truth, the real story is gradually coming out that the COVID gene shot is, in actuality, still one more bioweapon designed to reduce the world's population. Evidence includes sudden deaths of many of the world's greatest athletes shortly after COVID inoculation. And now from just one Dutch life insurance company, as we mentioned earlier, Aegon, we have the report of more than a 250% increase in life insurance payouts in the third quarter of 2021 compared to the same period in 2020. This huge uptick in deaths lends proof that COVID, that is, the COVID shot, is the killer. As Karen Kingston says, we must start speaking out. If we do not take action now, there may be no future opportunity. The alternative is to accept a life in which our health, our safety, and even our mental states are completely out of our control, determined by hidden forces which govern our destiny.
And Lou, your wonderful essay is posted at dividedkingdomradio.com. If it's not there yet, it will be very shortly. Probably by the time you hear this, it will be there. And you can tell others to visit our website, dividedkingdomradio.com, and go to Breaking News. And you hit it twice, Breaking News once, and then under that Breaking News, you will see our important essays. And actually, this coverage of what's in the COVID-19 vaccines began around early November. We had important information there from people like Carrie Madej. We referred to her and the self-aware organisms. Lou's essay on the payload. What is the payload that's in this nanotechnology? So we urge you to tell others and to spread the word. And is that all you had there with your essay?
Yes, that completes
okay.
it.
Okay. And now we move to the next danger. You see, we had the first danger, and now we move to the continuing plan to kill humanity. It's 5G. And looking back at the Time magazine for March 11th, and in some studies of numerology, that number indicates judgment. Actually, it does. And so this was a judgment day. March 11th, 2019, here was the headline, Trump says he wants 5G and 6G. What would that mean for Internet users? Though President Trump tweeted on February 21st that he wants 5G and even 6G, technology in the United States as soon as possible. That's just the intro to this. Okay, so he wanted a lot. And now we go back to perhaps around that time, somewhere in our website, on our website, probably under another category, you would find this essay that I wrote. And this essay tells us again that we must stand against this coming danger and that we must repent. And, of course, this was pre-COVID-19, so I didn't even know about that part, about the Christian pastors who, like Franklin Graham and others, and the Pope, advised their flocks to take these shots that didn't matter if they were aborted, fetal cell derived. No, no, take the shots, take the shots. So this is my article, 5G Rollout, Progress or Disaster, and much of this information came from an important DVD. Destroying their progeny like incestuous cannibals, the ancient Israelites, bewitched by Baal and Moloch worship, threw their precious infants into the devouring fires of pagan worship. The Bible proclaims there is nothing new under the sun, and so comes the arrival of the Baal Arch of Triumph to Washington, D.C. After sojourns at Trafalgar Square, Manhattan Park, New York, Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and that one was the World Government Summit, February 12, 2017. Florence, Italy, during the G7 Cultural Summit. Arona, Italy, that was also 2017. And the National Mall, September 26, 2017, the unveiling. We're interjecting here that the spirit of Satan is increasing everywhere. The portals have been opened, and we need much prayer to defend against this planned killing of people. And so now, omitting this little part about the Christian churches would not stand up against abortion, that's true too. Now we move right to my reactions to seeing this DVD. I am looking at a child on a picture standing near a strange pole. Children are always curious, even fascinated by any new toy, gimmick, or gadget. Parents are supposed to keep them from hidden dangers in cheap toys. No lead, no sharp edges, no small parts to swallow. But no one is warning this child. 5G is being rolled out, planned to be put near homes, schools, and fire stations all throughout neighborhoods. Once given over to the reprobate mind, we reap what we sow. Ignore harm to the children, and danger comes to all of us. YouTube headlines, Dr. Barry Trower, on 5G microwave, there is no safe place. 40 scientists in 40 countries have warned that 5G may be harmful to all living entities, growing plants affected, and the food we eventually eat. What is 5G? First came 1G, then 2G, 3, and up to the present 4G, which is a measure of the transmission speed of electromagnetic energy used by cell phones and the Internet. The supposed rationale for the increase from 4G to 5G is that the present part of the spectrum in use is too crowded. By using higher frequencies that are not now employed, space could be expanded. This on the surface sounds, quote, progressive. In fact, a video promo shows a Gen X ago woman chortling in glee, how she cannot wait for 5G to arrive. We have to interject. We saw commercials like this, too, during the Olympics. of people just sort of chortling with all the good things they can do, the extra kinds of things they can find, the entertainment level. Well, everything would just be so great. Now, back to the article, before dancing in the streets, people must be informed of some sobering facts. One, 5G has 2,000% more radiation than 4G. Looking at the electromagnetic spectrum, too, A, TV and radio represent 1/1,000th of the radiation frequencies of smart meters, whose damage and DNA harm have been studied by Dr. Olaf Johansson and others. B, smart meters are estimated to be 1/100th the radiation frequencies of microwaves. C, microwaves are estimated to be about 100 times the radiation frequencies of radio and TV. D, 5G has a frequency that is tens of thousands of times higher than microwaves. One analyst says it is slow boiling, can roast us, for we're water beings. E, compare a 40-watt light bulb to the monstrous power of 5G. Telecommunication companies can buy enough RF to emit 900,000 watts of power. The strongest radio stations are usually 50,000 watts. Most insidious is how the new 5G small cells are planned to be put all through neighborhoods, near residences and businesses. The rationale being that large cell towers lose presence when obstructions occur. These small cell towers are being sneaked in using existing light poles. Montgomery County, Maryland residents complained that the value of their homes would depreciate 20% or more as evidence mounts of possible brain cancer links. The technology progression began with 1G in 1981, basic voice service using analog protocols. Then 2G, designed for voice using digital standards. Next came 3G in 2001, the first mobile broadband. Then it transitioned to 4G in 2010, true mobile broadband on a unified standard. Now comes 5G, tactile internet fiber optic-like speeds. Studies show the 5G frequency goes deep into the body, some centimeters into the brain tissue. The signal can be reflected inside the skull and is associated with brain tumors, along with an increase in breast cancer near phased array radar stations. Atrociously, 5G cell towers are popping up near schools. I am again looking at a shocking picture, and this was on the video, listeners, of an elementary school with the pole extending upward, adjoining the mid-portion of the school roof. KPIX Channel 5, Piedmont, West Virginia, reported the International Association of Firefighters opposed 5G. Dr. G. Hauser, M.D., demonstrated that all firefighters exposed to 5G from a pole at their fire station showed abnormal brain function. The firefighters got an exemption, and the pole was removed. 230 scientists called for more study. The firefighters could stand up for their health, but who will speak up to defend our helpless children? And I interject, that's more poignant than ever after these Pfizer shots for 5 to 11-year-olds. Back to the essay, Europe has remained largely free of the fluoride placed in water in American cities and never adopted the RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone, and that's in milk, of course. The U.S. began putting RBGH in milk in the 1990s, despite reports of cows' pus-filled udders. Just so, 5G is rolling out more slowly in Europe than in the U.S., Australia, or Canada. The discomforting headline, Trump may let 5G go everywhere, is at odds with his exemplary goal of making America great again. The children in our schools and neighborhoods are our future for any greatness or even survival under the health threats of 5G. And we would again have to look back. Time has made us wiser. We see now not only did Trump let 5G go everywhere, that was his attitude at least, but he said the vaccines are coming, the vaccines are coming, and he certainly facilitated it with the COVID. In Santa Rosa, California, 5G was installed only 15 to 50 feet from homes, with the goal being one small cell for every 10,000 square feet. One social critic has said the deployment of 5G radiation could herald the end of city and downtown life as we know it. In Vermont, testing of 5G is occurring using front haul and back haul, referring to use of fiber optic cables behind and in front. One industry worker says 5G is not needed, that harmless to health fiber optic cables would do the job. Why not use fiber optic when health statistics show that 15,000 to 50,000 microwatts per cubic meter of microwave frequency radiation exposure is sufficient to cause cardiac problems, neurological and psychological symptoms, altered blood cell counts, increased chromosome aberrations, and elevated cancer in children and adults? If this is the case, why, too, are cities in the U.S. allowing 730,000 to 1,230,000 microwatts per cubic meter of microwave frequency exposure on sidewalks from 40 to 50 so-called cell phone towers installed in the public right-of-way 15 to 50 feet from our homes? Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net calls the 5G plan to irradiate neighborhoods the Wetlands Project on steroids. And we have to fill in the blanks there. The late esteemed Christian researcher, Dr. Michael Kaufman, author of Saviors of the Earth, exposed this UN plan to turn over much of the United States lands to wildlife and leave only a few islands for human habitation. At the last minute, Kaufman and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison warned Congress, and the scheme was stopped. Tavares, who researched smart meters dangers, now questions silent weapons for quiet wars. These elite covert social objectives planned, according to her, would include 1. Automation of society. We certainly see that coming with the artificial intelligence, the robots, all of it. And now the gene shots that are changing the DNA that God created in man. 2. Social control. We see that. Has anybody heard of Australia, Canada? 3. Destruction of human life. Lou told you about the Egon payout statistics increase. 4. Slaves. 5. Genocide. Other social analysts note that U.S. fertility by the year 2015 had dropped to its lowest level ever, down 600,000 births. The sinister goal could be eugenics or even planned population reduction. See the Georgia Guidestones goal of keep the Earth's population in balance with nature at 500 million. And then we referred to the late Dr. Stan Monteith's Planned Population Reduction Study DVD that, if the Prophecy Club is still active, had that. It's something, a very, very classic, wonderful, wonderfully informing DVD. Associated worries are, why are school children pushed to have laptops? 2. The Wi-Fi antenna in the iPad is pressing on the children's genitals. The idea they are being made sterile is also enhanced by serious questions about the device called Artemis, suspiciously shaped exactly like an inverted birthing system and allowed to be put up everywhere. The Illuminati laughs at the common people as they take away our ability to have children. I'm interjecting that. It is absolutely necessary that all people of sanity and conscience speak out and actively oppose 5G. If we do not, animals, people, and plants, again, the food we eat will, quote, go crazy or get very sick or die. Soon, Big Brother's tyranny of AI control will present driverless police cars, no one to talk to redress, have redress, and the Internet of Things. Now, I'd have to interject there. Time changes some things sometimes, listeners. It's not working out too well to have the driverless cars. That might be gone. But the Internet of Things with Alexa, with all these things, this payload, you see, the people who had the gene shots are not going to be the same kind of human beings as before, as created by God. They'll be more easily hooked up to the Internet of Things. So we have the Telecommunications Act of 1996 hamstrings states, so their lawsuits are thrown out. This is all part of stealth preparation for transhumanism and death to the masses by the elite. It must be stopped. And we told you again about the smart cards that are being sneaked in to even some of the red states now. I think 20 states have them with the QR codes. You need to look into that. You do not want to have these electronic vaccine passports. Prayers, repentance, and vocal action. Will we do it? Or hell on earth soon to come in to our children's time? Much of that essay is still very, very important. You know, we have so much here tonight that we can't get to all of it. And we have the three areas to cover. And these three areas include the first one that Lou had, the continuing, you see, of Moderna and all these planned places. And then we now have the second one, the 5G, and the third one is the Illuminati and the Great Reset Gang. Are they part of a bigger global plan in the Ukraine war? Lou, do you have that about the leaders?
Yes, I do.
I think we must jump to that, and if we have more time, we'll get back into 5G. This program will have to be continued because there's very much more. We have specific warnings about the side effects and the injuries from 5G. This will be very important. But now it's very important to see this bigger picture because we're beginning to see that we might be getting closer to financial collapse, the grid being taken down, and we're wondering. So let's go move to that article, Lou. The third one, the great set reset and the changes that the Illuminati want to bring to the world.
Yes, and this is entitled Ukrainian President Zelensky is tied to Klaus Schwab, Justin Trudeau, and other global elites. This is from LifeSite News. It was by Jack Bingham, Thursday, March 3rd, 2022.
And is there a little introduction up there?
There is, yes. In a bulletin from his ministry, Hope for the World, Gary Carr states, quote, since the propaganda war is being waged by both sides, it's difficult to know exact numbers in the Ukraine war. And rumors and false narratives are flying both ways, unquote. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has stated that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was one of the reasons he got into politics. After leaving his career as a comedian and entertainer and becoming Ukraine's president in April 2019, Zelensky hailed Trudeau as, quote, one of those leaders who inspired him to join politics when he became Ukraine's president in 2019. While Zelensky has shot to stardom from relative obscurity from the perspective of the West since the Russo-Ukrainian conflict became international news last week, his admiration for Trudeau comes as less of a surprise when looking into his background. Like Trudeau, Zelensky is an acolyte of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, the globalist organization behind the now infamous Great Reset Agenda, which tells the world that by the year 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. The ubiquitous support for Zelensky by the elite, including support from Defend the Police and Black Lives Matter leftist mega donors.
Defund the police, Lou.
Oh, defund, yes, excuse me. Defund the police and Black Lives Matter leftist mega donor George Soros, Trudeau, American President Joe Biden, and all sides of mainstream media has led many to question the true motivation behind the West's condemnation of Russia and a concern that a push for yet another foreign war involving the West is underfoot. On Tuesday, for example, Ukrainian journalist Daria Kalinow made an emotional demand to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, asking him to instruct NATO to enter the war in Ukraine. After the event was praised in Western media, reports surfaced showing that Kalinyuk is not just a journalist, but a member of the WEF, and that's the World Economic Forum, and runs initiatives backed by Soros throughout Eastern Europe. While many are skeptical of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his former ties to the KGB, scrutiny of the other side of the conflict seems absent in mainstream outlets, which has worried many considering the radical nature of the World Economic Forum and their Great Reset goals. The Great Reset is a radical socialist plan designed by global elites to reset the world economy and install a centralized and heavily regulated totalitarian international system, similar to that of China's social credit system. In fact, the WEF's founder and chairman, Klaus Schwab, has consistently praised Chinese Communist President Xi Jinping, including a statement from this year in which he told the leader of China that this dictatorial regime has made, quote, significant social and economic achievements, unquote, under his inclusive leadership. Schwab's praise and reference to China as inclusive comes despite evidence that China is carrying out a genocide on its Uyghur Muslim population, is running a massive organ harvesting program, and has been referred to by critics as the, quote, nightmare of the world's first truly totalitarian state, unquote. From a purely strategic standpoint, with an emphasis on keeping deaths and casualties to a minimum, there are those, too, who reject the notion that the West should become involved in the war, as it may serve to escalate, not end the conflict. According to American public affairs consultant J. Robert Smith, the West should, at this time, reject U.S. and NATO military involvement in Ukraine, which he thinks would only worsen the already tumultuous and deadly situation.
And there we saw that Soros-linked journalist urging NATO on, you see.
Yes.
So we're trying to look at hidden motives. Continue, Lou.
Yes. Smith wrote, quote, the gruesome impact of major wars is often underestimated at their outsets. Take the Civil War. Few people, South or North, imagine the war would claim anywhere from 600,000 to 850,000 lives, depending on estimates. At the beginning of World War I, neither side foresaw a staggering 40 million casualties, military and civilian, in that pointless conflict. Who really believes that a U.S.-NATO-Russia war could be contained to Ukraine? Wars are inherently unpredictable. They have their own dynamics. Either through design or blunder, spillover to NATO nations seems a smart bet. Why wouldn't Putin strike enemy targets beyond Ukraine's borders? Why wouldn't the U.S. and NATO retaliate, if not initiate?
And it's interesting. We were always told from alternative news analysis that Putin resisted the New World Order. He wanted Russia to be Russia and not be part of it. He wouldn't join in. And we've already told you back some years back when Georgia was invaded, NATO did it first. But the news lied and said that he went in there. And yet now we see that, according to this article, he was one of those young leaders who came out of the World Economic Forum. You know, it gets murkier and murkier. But I said to Lou, you know, young men are different than older men. He might have used that as sort of a stepping stone. I think even President Eisenhower was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, because you had to become a member of that probably to even get up to the point of getting any kind of a role of any importance. So it might be that Putin used that, but he was basically a nationalist at heart. Now, we've seen all the betrayals of Trump, bringing in the vaccine and never saying a word when he said goodbye to America about the election being stolen. But interestingly, shortly after this Ukraine fiasco started, Trump's early remarks were about Putin. Genius. Isn't that interesting, Lou?
Yes,
genius.
It is.
Now, that would seem to be coming maybe from Trump, the nationalist, who had some admiration for Putin's love of Russia, you see, being kept out of the New World Order. But at this time, we can't really figure out the motives completely of any of these people. But we really do think, overarching all of it, is this impetus to bring us down under the world government, to accelerate the collapse. We have things to tell you next week. You know, the Ukraine breadbasket. It's the breadbasket of Europe. And this war has cut off the exports of wheat. It's cut off the fertilizer. It's cut off things. Europe may be very cold and starving. All of these things, you see, look like there's a much bigger agenda than this conflict in the Ukraine. And it may not be so much the worry that Russia will nuke America or nuke other countries. It may be that we really do have to worry more about the Great Reset Gang, because they're very much intent on bringing down countries everywhere, the nationalistic countries, so that we can maybe have this starvation, food riots, then we go into anarchy, then we go into civil war, and then finally there's such a total chaos, and then the banks collapse, and then at that point the famine takes over, then they bring in the world government. So that's what may be the case. We don't know. We're going to have to keep watching this situation, aren't we, Lou?
Yes, only time will tell.
We'll have a part two, definitely, next week. We have to hear more about the dangers of these things that are planned to come against us. This is just so important, and I don't hear any music yet, but I think we'll be hearing it probably soon, too. And part of this Great Reset ideal that we'll be living under, will it be freedom like we have now in nation states? Now, we have a headline here from LifeSet News. UN bans pro-life groups from attending conference on status of women. And this is by Pete Baklinski, LifeSet News, Friday, March the 4th. So, you know, we'll get into this a little bit more, but there's a kind of censoring going on here. You see, certain viewpoints are okay. If you love climate change ideology and you want everything to be green and you love Mother Earth, but you have to hate the human being, you see. So we're not going to have pro-life groups invited to the UN. Remember what Lou read to you about there may have been UN troops there in Canada? You know, they didn't have the proper insignia to be anything else, probably, except UN by stealth. So we do hope that we have wakened some of you. Pray about these issues. Pray deeply. God is on the throne. As our dear friend Noah Hutchings used to say at Southwest Radio Church Ministry, and prayer changes things. And it does. So please do help us stay on the air. Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. May God bless you, and may God help that doctor in Pennsylvania more and more as he patiently awaits help, having stood against the COVID vaccine. Good night.